Welcome to the Greater Jersey Buzz with Lou Cicinia and Lisa Dascoli, bringing you the very best in music, entertainment, and talk. And now your hosts, Lou and Lisa.
Hi, this is Lou Cicinia.
Hi, I'm Lisa Dascoli. And welcome.
Welcome to the New Jersey Buzz. Are we on live now?
We are live.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, hi, world. It's such a pleasure to be speaking to the world. You know, this station, our frequency is communicating all over the world. China, Australia, Jordan, Turkey.
Of course, so wherever
Thanksgiving
you are,
is here. That's why we're going to Turkey.
Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Italy. And it's such a pleasure to be communicating to all these beautiful countries. And what I have to say to you guys is peace and love. Peace and love. Now, we have a real great show here tonight.
And it's our first show?
It's very exciting. This is our first show. I am so excited. Lee, you know, I'm so happy you're sitting to my right. Usually you sit on my left. That's because you're right-handed.
No, I'm left-handed, but you've never asked. But beside the point, but we should go right to introducing our very special guest this evening. What an honor! What a beautiful lady! We have Christina Fontanelli here with us this evening, a world-renowned opera singer,
number one lady.
Yes,
number one in the world.
And she's going to grace us with some of her music this evening.
And
what a treat!
A treat. Plus, I've seen her so many times. Mm-hmm. Such a talent, extraordinary, gifted by God.
Yes.
Thank God. She is so beautiful and so talented. It's just a pleasure to be in her company.
Absolutely.
And I really seriously mean that. And she's so special. And she's here with us. Mm-hmm. She's and it's a treat for all you guys out there listening, my listening audience, to take part in this show with her, especially. I couldn't think of anyone better than her to be joining our program than Lisa Fontanelli, Christina Fontanelli.
I haven't learned to sing opera yet, and please don't wait for me to. It will not happen. Let's start right away. Now, Christina, when did you start singing? Because opera singers have to train. They are the Olympic champions of the vocal realm. So when did you start training?
Well, that's a great way to put it. I actually never heard anybody say it like that, Lisa. So I just want to say hello to everybody.
Yes.
Hello, world.
Yes.
Hello, world.
As Lou Cicinia just said, I'm delighted to be opening this marvelous show, the first show.
Thank you.
My training, I have a kind of a roundabout story because I actually wanted to be an actress.
Okay.
And I first went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. It's a very famous acting academy on Madison Avenue in New York City.
Very much.
Many famous people graduated. Robert Redford, even Edward G. Robinson and Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the search engines have pulled my name as one of their notable alumni. So I'm on a very short list with these incredible icons. But after I got out of the academy, people were always telling me my voice was so wonderful and I should sing. And I never thought of myself as a singer. And then I saw my first opera. I said, you know what? I'm going to check this out. And I read the libretto to Tosca. And I said, wow, you can sing and you can act. Because I was more interested in acting.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when I started to study. And just to share this with the audience, because you can't see me, but I was always 10 to 20 pounds, a little chubby or a little just not
well,
thin like an actress
that,
in Hollywood. I said, you know what? If I'm an opera singer, it doesn't matter. I can still eat the pasta. So I said, this will work. This will work. And so I started to study all the operas, and I found the only person that I had any remote connection with the opera world was a lady that worked with my father in this brass and copper company in Brooklyn, Santa, and she started to give me lessons. Well, Santa was a very eccentric teacher. She used to smoke during my lessons, and she did some really eccentric things. But the one thing that Santa did, she sent me down for my first paid engagements. Mm. I would go to the local church in Brooklyn and sing the Ave Maria and Mama. And I used this in my nightclub act, and I got paid $25. and I still get paid 25. No.
Oh, well.
that's a line from my nightclub show. But that's how my singing started. And before you know it, I was being sent out to the Midwest and put on shows with Tony Bennett and like an opening act, you know. And I learned how to cross over. So although I'm an opera singer and I'm classically trained, I sing a lot of popular music, Broadway show tunes, standards, sometimes, you know, classic songs in many languages. So. I'm really known for Italian. I sing in 8 languages. Been to Japan, I've been to Korea, I've been to the Middle East, all over the world.
Now, do you miss acting at all?
You ask good questions,
Thank
Lisa.
You.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she really does. I do miss acting. I love acting. And I still have, in a way, I don't miss it because it's part of my show and when I perform mm-hmm. a song. But I still have my foot in the acting world. And I have done some acting for film and television. And I have an acting agent that sends me in for some shows on television. I was called back for The Sopranos. And I was called
really?
In for Boardwalk Empire and all these things. And... So I don't know what's going to happen with that in the future, but I definitely have my foot in the acting world.
Yeah.
And I know actors and I know some high-level people. And I think if the right part came
Hollywood would do you justice.
You were mentioning that,
Lou. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of my goals, too. You know, I think it's well-rounded, although I must admit I don't like what's going on in the media. I dread some of this terrible violence and just the low-level material that is being put in front of the public and the children. So I hope if someone offers me something, it's not in something.
Well, I'll tell you
really
one thing. You are certainly an idol to the Italian-American community. It's, you know, you're a tremendous example.
Well, thank you.
To our we're all proud of you.
Well, thank you, Lou.
We're so proud of you.
Well, what's most noble, and as an Italian-American myself, you want to portray the Italian-American as the proud people that we are. And not just another mafiose.
Well, I think that, you know, it had a place in history. Like, you know, Francis Ford Coppola made The Godfather, and that's a historical and a brilliant film.
It's historical.
But I don't love that, you know, it's... I personally...
But that's not all we
I
are.
I can't stand violence. So, like, if something... When I had my audition for The Sopranos, maybe I shouldn't even say this. It's
no,
a brilliant show, but I can't stand violence. So mm-hmm. I had to actually shut it off. I had my audition coming up, and I... really had never seen the show. It really affects me, my sensibilities, really badly.
Hmm.
So
it's understandable.
I'm glad I'm in music. My music, like I said, I've sung all over the world, even for the presidential inauguration in 2005, President Bush, in the White House for President Clinton, and with major orchestras. I'm telling your audience, because maybe they don't know what I've done. Major orchestras, the Boston Pops, the St. Louis
Say
Symphony.
It all. Get it all out.
Palm Beach Opera.
Now, of all of those, what's the one that sticks out the most? What's the most memorable?
You know what? It's funny because when I do my shows, many times I'll talk about things that not the high level of things, although the inauguration on the high level is the
that's
one
that's kind
of
hard to top.
Did
yes, that's
did you
really
meet President
to
Clinton?
He was away actually on a crisis.
Oh, and
in the
you
Middle
sang
East.
In the White House.
I did.
For him?
It was the holiday celebration.
Oh, did
in
you?
The White
how about Bush? Did you meet him?
I did meet President Bush.
He was a gentleman,
and very much so.
Yeah.
And Miss America introduced me. It was really incredible. The energy in Washington for an inauguration is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter which side you're on, you know, I mean, it's just an incredible thing. And I also started to gain a lot more respect for public figures because everyone is always knocking, you know, things go wrong. But you know, the dedication that's mm-hmm. involved. I remember the inauguration day was freezing.
Yes.
Cold. They had invited me to come out on the stands to watch, but I couldn't because of my voice. I had to stay in the hotel, the Watergate Hotel, by the way. And but I gained great admiration for people that are doing that because it's not easy. You have to be everywhere and be act like nothing is bothering you mm-hmm. and that you're dressed properly and you know and. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's where the acting comes in.
That's where the acting comes in. So, yes, and we have a song.
Have you ever met Celine Dion?
I met her husband. I was actually backstage in Central Park. I was the PBS host. It's interesting that you're asking me. I was the PBS host for Andrea Bocelli's concert in Central Park. So I was backstage with David Foster. Celine was in her dressing room. So I did meet her husband, who's lovely. And Tony Bennett was on the show. Of course, Andrea Bocelli was. Yes. And I met his mama. Yeah. I spoke with his mama. But having said that, how about I dedicate this next song to him? It's Thank one of you. The perfect, famous Neapolitan folk songs, Italian folk song. It's called Torna Sorrento, and that means come back to Sorrento, which is on the Bay of Naples.
Torna Sorrento.
Yes.
Torna Sorrento.
Well, that was just breathtaking. And I just wanted to mention before we go any further that you can see Christina live. She's going to be at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 7th at 3 p.m. That's Chamber Street, New York City. For information, please call the box office at 212-220-1460 or online at www.smarttix.com.
Is that her Christmas party?
That is her Christmas in Italy special. So
that is fantastic.
10th annual.
Believe me, I've been there. I've seen her Christmas party last year and a year before. She does it every year. It's traditional.
Yes.
I don't know how she does it. Last year, she had over 1,000 people come to the show.
So again,
the price was so reasonable. The show was magnificent, all different colors from Naples and the original Italian scheme.
Now,
believe
Christina
me,
and I were talking.
People, listen to me. You want good entertainment. You want something to show your family, to chill, take the children. Go to that show. It's not expensive. That is quite a production. And it's all done by Christina Fontanelli, our beloved Christina.
Yes, and we were talking while the music was playing, and I said, this music reminds me of my grandmother's. And you smiled and you said, yes, very much so. And please go on.
Well, I wanted to tell the audience, thank you for that great intro, because this show came out of my heart 10 years ago. It's the 10th annual Christmas in Italy. And I started it 10 years ago because I sang that very song at an event. There was a New York Times reporter. He loved it, but he didn't know the song. And I said, wow, I've got to do something about it. So we started this annual show. And we now have the children coming from PS 79 in Queens to dance. We have the children from IS7 in Staten Island. They're going to sing in sign language. We have the Staten Island Choir. mandolins, guitar, accordion. It's at, as you mentioned, but the special thing is the 10th anniversary falls on Pearl Harbor Day, which is Saturday, December 7 at 3 o'clock. We are going to celebrate with some living World War II veterans, and Mr. Tony LoBianco will come and read a special poem, and my MC, Jim Masters from PBS TV, will MC, and we're so excited. Yes, we're so excited. So not only will the audience hear incredible music, our roots. I started it to preserve the great joy of being Italian at Christmas time.
Yes.
So thank you for telling me it reminds you of your grandmothers, because these are our roots.
Very much.
The whole world loves this music. I've been in Japan. I've been in Korea and China. They all love Italian music. Mm-hmm. So we have our Italian section. We're going to have our patriotic thing going on. A portion will go to the proceeds. We'll go to the Wounded Warriors.
Wow.
And we're going to honor living World War II vets. It's going to be really a special day. I mean, like, I'm really super excited about it.
You should be. This sounds like a wonderful event. And
who do we have here? Anthony Cifelli, this young man, this aspiring young actor from William Patterson College.
I am actually not world known, so I'm not even known in
Nutley. Not yet.
You're not known, but I want to introduce you to the world. This young man, what a great gentleman. If he weren't, he wouldn't be here. He's we've interviewed him, we reviewed him. He's just an example of what the young people are all about and should be all about.
Well, thank you.
And he's a leader in his community. He's with the youth groups, and he's a graduate of the local high school in Nutley. He's a resident of this town. But that don't make him any special, because a lot of residents of the town are not such nice guys. But this guy is pretty decent.
Oh.
And he's graduated William Patterson College, and he wants to be an actor, an aspiring actor, a comedian, and ladies and gentlemen, our own Anthony Cifelli.
Thank you.
Say hello.
Oh, hello. How is everyone doing out there?
Anthony, I have a question.
Good to hear. Go ahead.
I have a question for you. This is Christina asking you. Do you study acting? How are you preparing to be an actor?
I've prepared by watching numerous amounts of movies throughout my entire life. I've done nothing but watch movies, and my father keeps saying, I don't know, you know, what you're going to do, that you just keep watching movies. So I said one day, I'm going to be an actor. And I kind of fell into it, and it was something that I liked. I love doing stand-up comedy. And it was something that I just fell in love with, and I love doing every second of it.
Well, I tell you, you continue on with your career. Take the courses as you necessarily need. And Lisa, she has a school here, you know. Lisa runs a school right here at the studio. This is a beautiful studio here at the Nutley Center right here.
Sure.
We have a gorgeous studio. And Lisa runs the school part of it. She has students here. You can work with her, and she has referrals that she can give you. She don't necessarily get involved in comedy, but she can help you.
She lets me.
We'll talk more later.
She lets me.
But to quote the great Alfred Hitchcock, unfortunately, now we must take a word from our sponsors. So, we would like to thank Garudo Pork and Pasta Shop for helping to sponsor our evening. Homemade 100% pork. Park Italian sausage, homemade ravioli, manicotti, and pasta, all natural, no fillers. They are located at 108 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, at 973-667-7606. And they have been around for four generations. So that's Garudo Pork and Pasta Shop. Again, at 108 Franklin Avenue, Nutley. We'd also like to thank this evening the 8 Ciccolini Brothers for homemade furnishings and appliances featuring Sealy and Stearns Foster Tempur-Pedic. It's live, ladies and gentlemen. Tempur-Pedic bedding with name brands such as Whirlpool and Samsung. And they are located at 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley. And the number to reach them at is 973-661-2000. 2100. That's the 8 Ciccolini Brothers Home Furnishings and Appliances.
Let me tell you something about 8 Ciccolini Brothers real quickly. They've been here, a time-honored family. Well, not only a time-honored family, they're my cousins. They're married to my family as well.
And there's 8 of them.
8 of them. Fabulous family. They've been in business 100 years. They come from Philadelphia, and they, not Philadelphia, but Pennsylvania, but not,
that's
I don't know
Philly.
What part. But they came down here, and they're very, they're philanthropists. They donate to the youngsters, and they have a good product, and Bob's prices are reasonable, and his service, he'll take care of all his clients, all his customers, decent human being. I promise you, folks, go there if you want to buy appliances. All these different TV products with all the different brand names, you name it, he's got it.
We also have another sponsor, so we might want to get to them as well.
Huh?
There's another sponsor. We might want to get to them as well so they don't get jealous. Okay, yes. Lynn's Hyundai. Specifically, go see Joseph how do you say his last name?
Cassesi.
Joseph Cassesi at 401 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And the number to reach them at is 973. You're giving me a high sign. Do you wish to interrupt again?
No, I want to say something about this company also. It's just a great company.
That's called interrupting.
Lynn's Hyundai.
I actually think that there's other sponsors you should get, namely liquor stores, because I'm going to need some when we're done tonight. 973-743-5100. Go ahead.
I bought 7 cars from that company. And they are...
And so stop crashing them into the wall.
Couldn't be better people to do business with the cars.
You bought 7 cars
and
at the same
Cassesi
time?
Dan Cassesi is my buddy.
You bought 7 cars at the same time?
7 cars. No, total about 10 years.
Oh,
but
10
Dan
years.
Cassesi is your relative, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's your relative. So they're good people. And he's listening right now, by the way. All of the Hyundai Subaru dealers are listening to us right now.
Hello, 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 all. Hello. There we go.
All right, so let's get back to interview.
We have another song.
We have, let's go right to another song. I think that would be a nice way to regroup us and bring us back to Christina. So, Christina, what is our next?
Well, we chose this one because it's actually the best known, the most requested of everything that I sing, including in Japan, where it has no religious connotation. So we're going to be playing the Ave Maria, which is so beautiful, and I've sung all over the world and the country at so many different churches and festivals, Italian festivals all over the country.
Absolutely one of the most beautiful songs ever written, and I cannot wait to hear this.
Oh,
absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. So, Christina, if it's all right before I ask you any more interview questions, I do want to mention again about your Christmas in Italy special. That is, again, at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 7th, 2013, of course, 2013, at 3 p.m. And that's at Chamber Street in New York City. Again, the box office number is 212-220-1460. And online, it's smarttix.com. I think it is definitely worth the investment to come and see a beautiful evening like that.
Just at 3 o'clock, so it'll be in the afternoon. Even
that's evening in December. Yes,
we do it because
I said it to you before. I'll say it again. The show was magnificent. I put my reputation on it completely. That's how great that show is. I don't know how she does it, what it's done personally. She has a production crew, all the colors and the tunes and the dialects, all Naples, the Naples scenes.
Ah, Napoletan.
It's just spectacular.
That's your background.
Spectacular.
Yes?
I'm half Neapolitan. Yes.
And what is the other?
There's no other way to look at it. Spectacular.
Thank you, Lou. I'm glad you liked it. Many people like it.
I definitely loved it.
Many people love it, actually.
I loved the show.
We have buses coming back in 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row.
That's wonderful.
I have people that have come for 10 years every single year.
Yes. It becomes a tradition.
It becomes a tradition. And we did it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because people bring their grandmothers.
Yes.
They bring their aunts.
Yes.
We've had people in the theater that were 95 years old, 96 years old, you know,
But
it's
please tell
everybody.
Me, they are with their young children. They're with, but that,
their
that
children,
to me says
yes.
so much when
yes.
an entire family can go to an event
well,
and everybody gets something out of it.
That's why I started it, so that it would be a family event, so that people could feel the joy of being Italian at Christmas.
Yes.
Because in my opinion, right now in this world, we need that because, you know, people are serious. This is so joyful.
Yes.
It's fun. It's uplifting. The music, the children, you know, everything. It's incredible. Like Lou said, I love it so much. The mandolins, when the audience hears the mandolins, they just go bonkers. Whether they're Italian or Japanese or Chinese. When the mandolins play.
Because beautiful music speaks all languages.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it does.
So
it's
that's
so joyful.
Now, what were some of your influences? I mean, you went from acting to opera, quite a jump. Who were some of your influences?
Well, like Anthony said, when I was a child, I used to watch all the movies, constantly watching movies, mm-hmm. constantly. When I was 11 years old, of course, it wasn't the original. I said it in my show. They said, well, you weren't the original. No, Gone with the Wind. I saw that when I was 11. It was mm-hmm. one of the times it was in the theater. And I remember Scarlett O'Hara, she pulls this rotten turnip out of mm-hmm. the ground. And she says, as God is my witness, I said, that's what I want to do. I want to be an actress. So I went home and I ordered all these plays and Shakespeare and everything. I was only 11. And then I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. I told you that. And what made me go into opera, in addition to what I told you already about, mm-hmm. you know, being able to eat the act. And I heard the voice of Maria Callas. I've
yes.
actually been
yes.
compared to Maria Callas.
Okay.
And for your audience that doesn't know who she was like the rock star of the opera world in
yes.
the 50s. She was so famous and had a love affair with Aristotle Onassis.
Yes.
And Jacqueline Kennedy married him, not her. And it's a bit, mm-hmm. I would love to make a Hollywood movie about it, actually.
Actually, that would be a good role for you to
you know
do.
What?
Yeah.
Her life, I'm so.
You're much prettier
to her.
Than her. Aww. She was a bit
sweet.
Of a una bruta, but.
You know, really? You think so? But she was,
yeah, she was
a very beautiful woman at the time. She was glamorous. And,
no,
see,
well, you all can't see Christina, but she's a very beautiful
Aww,
lady.
Well,
so,
thank you.
But. You know, they have prosthetics and whatnot. So, but that's a good role. That's a good one.
Well, I feel like her life needs to be honored because
yes.
of the beauty she brought into the world, her acting, but her life story is so dramatic, you know. They think that she committed suicide out of love for Aristotle Onassis
yes.
and heartbroken. And
yes.
It's quite a story. But the point is I heard.
Yeah, I read the story.
Yeah, it's really quite a story. So maybe we need to work on that. But I heard her voice when I was very young. I was singing at the Light Opera of Manhattan when she passed away. And they were and the radio they were giving her a tribute. I heard that voice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is that? I had never really even heard an opera singer. I was so drawn to her voice that I wanted to see what it was that she was doing and what, you know.
Your voice outdoes that voice.
Yeah, you know what? People have actually said that. Thank you.
I know I read it in the New York Times and more than once, in fact.
Yeah, and actually,
it's not something I disagree with.
Well, thank you for that. But anyway, that's how I got into the opera field.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Anthony?
I agree. 100%.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you.
Isn't he a nice boy?
Very nice.
Oh, I try.
There you go. He would love to know that I go out to Hollywood every year for Jimmy Kimmel's. Jimmy Kimmel's half Italian. So I've been out 5 years in a row to Hollywood. I just got back the last weekend of September. And so I'm surrounded by a lot of movie actors. And you know,
I'm coming out there the next time. I'm going in your suitcase.
There you go. Why not?
I can fit.
Next time.
It's been tried before. I can fit in a suitcase.
We'll get you out there, you know?
I would be a good escort. He's a gentleman.
What have some of your favorite roles been? And what roles have you not played yet? Because I know myself as an actress, there's still some on my bucket list. So what are some of your favorite roles and what do you still want to do?
Wow. Well, you know, that's a loaded question because I love acting and I love singing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to sing in the opera, I have performed Madame Butterfly and Tosca, and there's a famous opera named Norma. I don't know. I'm not in the opera as often as I am in crossover shows.
Mm-hmm.
In acting, you know, actually, I would love to do a film about Maria Callas. I would love it if I was able to carry her. I think you'd be perfect for that.
You even look like her.
Yeah, people have said that. So yeah, you know what?
Look like her. No, she's
maybe
prettier.
I need to get.
I know more about Maria Callas than you think I do.
Well, we need to raise. You know, in Hollywood, in order to make a film, you've got to have a backer. You've got to raise the money.
Well, she was upset with Aristotle.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and maybe that's something that we could start thinking about here.
As long as I play Aristotle Onassis, I'm in.
No.
So we'll see.
You know, he's a wrestling champ.
Is that right? Oh,
yeah, he wrestles.
It's written on a cave wall somewhere. That long ago.
Come on now. You got to boost yourself up. You know, Anthony?
Stop it.
That's great.
That was a while ago.
Okay, what do we got, Lee?
Well, I think that we should talk about our sponsors again, and while you...
Oh, how about Heller and Heller?
Yeah, I went out to the liquor store and Heller and Heller on 200 Franklin Avenue. They are imported and domestic wines. Gonna have some afterwards. Scott's got the bottle for me. He's waiting.
Can I have some, too?
Best liquor store in town, in Nutley.
They saw me coming, and they just, you know, started putting things up on the shelf. And the number to reach them at is 667-2677. Again, they're at 200 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey. Thank you, Heller and Heller. Really appreciate the extra help this evening.
Very fine family. Very fine family.
You know, this is a show that goes all over the world, though, right?
Yes, it is.
So I would love to speak about the lovely folks in Nutley that I met. You know, I mean, just for the local people. Yeah. Through you, Lou, actually. Through last Columbus Day when you brought me over to the City Hall, I think it was. With the judge's chamber, we were in the surrogate court.
Why were you in the judge's chamber this time, Louie?
Dun, 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 dun.
It was parade day. Do you remember they had a beautiful ceremony?
Yeah, we were there because Christina had to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh.
And she started the parade with her song. And we were into the parade. It was raining that day. She marched in the rain. And we wound up into Belleville and did some conclusion at the bandstand in Belleville. That was a great day, however. You know, a little rough, but she did it. She came all the way from New York City to do it. Pro bono, by the way. You know, I was really pleased that she did that. And she did at St. Lucie's Church. She sang the Ave Maria at the Mass. She sang at in the pavilion in the back, several songs. Amazed the crowd, the Italian people especially. And it was extremely memorable. People will never forget that. But she didn't do it this year. She just couldn't fit her schedule. Her schedule couldn't make it.
I was so busy. I'm so sorry. I couldn't be there, you know. I was in two different events in Queens.
She just couldn't make it. She was welcome. She was invited to come. But she just couldn't make it, you know.
Okay. Well, I think that now would be a great time to introduce another singer that we have in our midst, and that would be our very own Lou Cicinia.
I'll go for that.
Okay. So, Pat, take it away.
than the greatest love the world has known. This is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms, they long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you're gonna be mine. I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure. No one else could love you more. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure. No one else could love you more. No one else could love you more.
We want to thank the 8 Ciccolini Brothers Home Furnishings and Appliances. Let's see if I can get it right this time. Featuring Sealy and Stearns Foster Tempur-Pedic bedding.
There we go.
Name brands such as Whirlpool and Samsung. Located at 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. And that's 973-661-2100. Yes, they are Lou's cousins, and there's 8 of them. That's a lot of people. I can only imagine what Sunday dinner was like at that house. And then there's Gerudo Pork and Pasta Shop. Homemade 100% pure pork Italian sausage. Homemade ravioli, manicotti, and pasta. And all natural, no fillers. So this is pure Italian sausage. This is not the stuff that you can buy at the supermarket. This
is the good stuff.
The good stuff. And they are located at 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley. And that's 973-667-7606. And that's 4 generations that they have been in business. That is a long time. So they definitely know what they're doing. So I think that we are going to go into another one of Christina's songs at this point. Or...
yes. Oh, Mama.
Oh, Mama.
Thank you.
your boy.
Oh, mama,
oh, get that man for me.
Oh, mama,
how happy I will be.
Oh, mama, shitty-beeny-bee. Oh, if I'm meant to marry, it's the butcher boy for me.
Mama, dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy, and oh, he's got a cannoli in his hand.
Cannolis are good, but diamonds are better.
Tell me why he winks his eye whenever he goes by my window.
Daughter, daughter, he's in love, and you're in love, and love is grand.
Christy, I got the float cake. Hey, Christy, I got the cheesecake. Hey, Christy, Christy, you want to marry me?
The baker boy, the baker boy, I want to marry the baker boy.
Oh, mama,
oh, get that man for me.
Oh, mama,
how happy I will be.
Oh, mama,
and shitty-beeny-be. Oh, if I'm going to marry, it's the baker boy for me. Mama, dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window.
I can't live without you, eh, Christy? Christy, you've got to marry me.
The choir boy, the choir boy, I want to marry the choir boy.
Oh, mama,
the choir boy is here.
Oh, mama,
he's singing in my ear.
Oh, mama,
his voice is very clear.
He's the Pavarotti.
Mine is cute as ear. That was absolutely wonderful, Christina. I mean, we always talk during the music, and you were giving us some background. So tell me again, tell everybody that's listening, who was the gentleman that was speaking while we were listening to that?
Well, you mean who's on the song?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that CD actually, it's terrific. It's Christina Fontelli sings Great Italian Favorites, and my producer is his. Hello, if he's listening, Sandy Linzer has had so many platinum records. He wrote wonderful hit songs for the Four Seasons, for Whitney Houston, and I was just so delighted to be on their record label, and that was actually their version of C'è la luna mezza mare.
Yeah.
And we had my mother in the studio, so that's really my mother singing when I say, oh, mama, and she
funny.
Says, you know, diamonds are, cannolis are good, but diamonds are better. and you know, and it's really, really cute, and it's our original take on that song.
Yes. So, because we were doing nothing but smiling and enjoying. That's such a joyous
Isn't
number.
It joyous?
Yes.
It's fun, and I love that. And it's
Absolutely.
On my album, so, you know, that's one of my representative songs, so to speak, you know? Because I can be an opera singer, but I also cross over and we have fun, too, you know?
Absolutely. You're sort of a renaissance artist that does a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Like
Lisa,
just...
I love the expressions
Thank
that you have. I mean, that's really beautiful. I know, no one ever said it like that, but yes, I love so many different things.
Yeah.
And my career led me even into TV hosting recently with this PBS that I hosted Andrea Bocelli's concert and Il Volo and several other PBS specials. And I never expected to be in that position either, you know. So
now, just because we'd like to start getting more people hooked on your music, where can they get your albums?
Well, it's currently on my website at www.christinafontanelli.com. And also at my live shows. So if they can come to the 10th annual Christmas in Italy on Saturday, December 7th at 3 p.m., we will have them on site. Good. And currently that's how we distribute them.
Definitely worth the listen. So, and just And for all of you listening this evening, we just want to remind you that you are listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz and that we are going to be broadcasting the fourth Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. live. So our next show is going to be November 27th. So I do hope that you've enjoyed yourselves this evening and that you will tune back in next month.
Oh.
And I hope that we can do this more often. Than...
Yeah, I had a blast.
Yes.
This was fun.
I thoroughly enjoyed Christina Fontanelli.
Yes.
Can I just mention, you know, I didn't mention this. I'm sorry, but we also, I started this out in San Diego. I don't know how many people will actually catch your show from the West Coast, but I've been going out there a lot.
They'll
Hollywood.
Be out there.
Okay, so we have it on Friday, December 13 in La Jolla, California.
You get that, La Jolla?
Yeah, La Jolla.
Christina's coming out there?
Yes, to the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Museum of Contemporary Art, La Jolla, California.
And they can get the tickets for that at Brown
She's
Paper
coming to a show
tickets.
Out there. She's going to perform La Jolla, California. What date?
It's Friday, December
13th. Friday, December 13th.
And there it's the third
I recommend you guys getting out there and seeing that show because she is worth seeing.
That's what's nice about our program is that we can talk to everybody about what's going on in
she
New York, but
is
we can
worth
also talk
seeing.
About what's going on in the West Coast as well. So, yes, if you are on the West Coast and you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, I can't come to New York City for December 7th, yes, you can come out San Diego on December 13th, and that's at 7
Someday you're going to be locked up in a casino and we won't be able to see you anymore, like Christine, like Dion.
Well, she has just...
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you better... I'm glad I'm seeing you now, Lou.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to have to... I don't be able to get through the protocol to see you anymore.
And a couple more sponsors to, again, to thank this evening. Again, remind you to please visit Lynn's Hyundai. And that is at 401 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield, New Jersey, 973-743-5100, 401 Bloomfield Avenue.
And see again, Danny Cassese.
No, Joseph Cassese.
Oh, Joseph Cassese.
I don't know who Danny is.
His cousin is Danny, I'm sorry.
Is he work there?
No. But
then why would they go see him?
No, I had known both of them.
Well,
I
go say hello.
And then we, okay, well, okay. Well, if they happen to have a day at Lynn's Hyundai where Danny is there, everybody should go and say hello to him.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he'll take care of you. He's honest, and he knows exactly what you want better than you know yourself. You go there with a certain idea in mind.
And that's how they sold you seven cars.
You. Yeah.
Seven
He's
cars, one for each
guy.
Day of the week.
Great guy. Awesome person. One of my good friends.
And again, our sponsors, Heller & Heller, imported and domestic wines, liquors, beers, soda, at 200 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey. Thank you so much to Heller & Heller. And please
Best
visit
Best liquor
the-
store in town in Nutley. Wonderful well, people.
And I'll be visiting
I've
them.
I've been going to them for 40 years myself.
Very shortly.
Very shortly.
Okay. And so let's take the last few minutes that we have with Christina and just a couple more things. Now, we've talked about your influences. We've talked about... But, you know, something that I've always been curious about, how did your family feel about you going into the performing arts? Now, you know, you come from an Italian-American family. I come from an Italian-American family. And it was just not the norm for their daughter to want to go into the performing arts. So,
well, my father didn't want me to do it. He wanted me to be a fashion designer because I love that as well. But my mother definitely wanted me to be a singer. I mean, totally. Totally.
But she was supportive.
She had the most beautiful voice maybe I've ever heard in my entire life.
Hmm.
She was not a professional singer, but a voice like an angel and musical. And music was in her soul, actually much more than in mine. It's taken me a long, long time to understand the gift that I have because my direction was always like off into the acting and the she was Miss Music. I mean, it just... She made me take piano lessons. I didn't even want to. It's like I didn't gravitate towards the music like she did. So in her case, she really wanted me to go into music. And as it turns out, my voice developed. I mean, it's really developed. You know, yeah. I developed into a really fine singer. And someday on another show, I can tell the audience the rocky journey that I had to train my voice. Because I started out with an eccentric first voice teacher. I started with that story. Mm-hmm. But it actually, I didn't get proper training. And at one point, my mouth, jaw went into spasm. I couldn't open my mouth. And I was so determined to learn how to sing. And so I never gave up. And I couldn't hit the high notes. And now I can hit them. Forget it. I could roll out of bed.
Are you coloratura?
My voice has developed. I was at one point. But my voice has gotten matured and deepened, you know. So I'm a mezzo, I'm a dramatic soprano, I'm a crossover singer. I'm not just a coloratura anymore, but I can hit really extreme high notes, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I was always of the education that voice develops over time. So it doesn't surprise me that you're saying, you know, you...
Well, if you have the right technique...
Yes,
but if
very
you don't,
much.
Your voice will get ruined over time.
Yeah. Yes, that's one of my. That's the first thing that, as I'm thinking to myself, as you're speaking, that I really hope you didn't do anything to damage it.
No, I have a very strong, healthy voice, so that's the story. That's the story.
That's an excellent story.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. It's been delightful to be on the show, and I think there's still a few minutes, right? I hope we're that. We're still talking. It's terrific.
Yes. Now I'm going to sing. No, I'm just...
There you go, Anthony.
I can't sing.
Okay.
All right. So with 5 minutes left in our program, please, yes, tell me about our last song.
This last song, and thank you for playing so much of my music.
No, it was our pleasure to hear your voice tonight. So.
Well, thank you. So the words and lyrics were written by my record producer. It's our new version of the great classic song, Mala Femina, which everyone loves, that beat and the beautiful song by Jimmy Rosselli,
yes,
that he sang. But this is a modern version, and the title is Loving You. So I think your audience will enjoy this one very much.
Excellent.
Before your love
that was Christina Fontanelli, and that was Loving You.
Loving You.
Yes, which very much, as you're singing it, and I'm thinking to myself, Male Femina, Male Femina.
As we all love her. Yes,
absolutely. So,
thank you.
Thank you so much for being our opening guest on our show. Again, this is the Greater Jersey Buzz. And again, our next broadcast will be November 27th. And we look forward to having you back with us at that time.
Email us, folks. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And our purpose is to give you some listening pleasure. And we want to keep the show at a very high standard. And I think we hit the mark tonight.
Okay. And again, for Lou Cecina, and I am Lisa Descoli. And thank you to our announcer, Scott Manginelli. And Christina Fontanelli and Anthony. So thank you, everybody, for a great evening, a great first run. And we will see you again, hear you again.
This was a terrific show. I want you to know that, guys.
You have been listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz with Lou Cecina and Lisa Descoli. Please join us the fourth Wednesday of every month live at 7 p.m. Eastern. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us, thegreaterjerseybuzz@gmail.com.